888-349-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Back from New York, and I'd like to invite you to become a subscriber to the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. PhilHendryShow.com has audio, archived audio, and live streaming audio of our show and some of the best bits that we've done over the years that have been posted on websites all over the World Wide Web. I mean, Napster has had, dozens of our bits posted. Different sites all over the Internet have taken our material and put it on their sites, and we're flattered by that, but it belongs on our site. And this is archived material that we now have exclusively, as opposed to some of these sites that was putting that stuff up and just everywhere, and it was just a mishmash, and you didn't know where to locate anything. And our own, the website that we did have running was not as substantial as we would like. And what we've been able to do is collect all of this audio that is so valuable. And I mean, it's funny stuff. I don't know how else to put it. It's just it's among some of the funniest stuff that's on the radio anywhere in the world today. And we finally have got it all collected and archived on our website. But to hear it, you have to get a backstage pass. That's what the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass is all about. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and become a member. It's only $6.95 a month. I mean, that's cheap, isn't it? You know, ever since I've gotten wildly wealthy, I just really don't know what... I'm kidding. But, you know, I mean, $7, even when I was poor. Well, I mean, I'm poor now. Well, you know what I mean. It's like the kids will say to me things like, well, can we go to Great Adventure or something, like stay at the Californian Hotel? No, we're poor. Oh, okay. We're very poor. Well, if we're poor, how come, like, you know, we're even, people want your autograph and stuff? I don't know. I just got the kids believing that we're just so rock-bottom, dirt-poor that anything they ask me for is a huge stretch and a major sacrifice. Can I get a GoPed for Christmas? Well, I don't know. I guess your mother's going to have to, you know, we'll do without, but I guess we can. Well, okay, if that's the way to, you know, I get them guilty feeling. Anyway, $6.95 a month. Yeah, come on. You can do that, can't you? Because we're in kind of a contest, I got to tell you. We're in a contest, and I don't want to say, but it's up against some of the major personalities in America, and we're third. We're a close third. We were second, but we're only 30 away from being second of the major radio personality of America, BS, bullcrap thing. And once we get into second, I don't know what that means. But anyway, that's the word I got today from somebody.
If you get into second, Phil.
Then what?
Then you're second.
Okay. So philhendryshow.com is the place. Not only that, but in addition to the great audio, we've got interactive gaming. We've got the Hendroids game, which is Asteroids. And we're going to work that up so in the future, people who are online can get a score and then post it, and then other listeners can post their score, and maybe even have it so that you're sort of playing each other. I don't know, but we're working toward that. We're working toward a PhilCam so you can see the Phil Hendry Show as we do it. And I guess it's interesting enough for that. We got like 300 people at the Museum of Television and Radio in L.A. a week ago Friday to see the show, and then all last week in New York. Last week in New York, you didn't know, and I can say this now, was a little nerve-wracking just from the standpoint that just about every night there were people coming in to watch our show in New York who'd heard about the show, because we're not on in New York City. We're on in suburban New York. So we had people from New Yorker Magazine. The Daily News was in there. Our great affiliate there in Norwalk and Stamford, WSTC and WNLK. They had about six or seven people came in, great people. We had Mad Magazine was coming in, you know, Conan O'Brien show, people coming in to watch the show because they'd heard that it looks pretty strange. And then they'd sit there and stare at me and yawn and then leave. So it was really thrilling. You know, I'd turn around and then I'd walk. I remember I'd walk out and there'd people just be staring at me like, Jesus. Then Craig and I would go down to the street and have a cigarette or a drink or whatever, you know, to take out that flash that kept, you know, what's your name? Craig keeps in his hip pocket. And we just knock a flask, you know, take a couple of knocks back out of a paper bag. And are you guys on the air up here?
Yeah, it was fine.
And then we'd go up there, right on the subway. It was fun, but a little nerve-wracking. I got to tell you about New York, just a segue. I came back from New York on Saturday feeling better about this country than I did before I left. I don't know what it is, but when I went back there and I saw how alive that city was and how completely, they're not unaffected. I understand that they're affected, but just how completely dedicated to pushing forward with life. And New Yorkers are just full of life anyway. You know, if there was ever a new sports team in New York, they ought to call it just the New York Human Beings. Or because if there's anything that they got in New York, they got people. They got real, live, living, breathing people with just strength of purpose and a life force. It's amazing. And I'm telling you, I didn't know this was going to happen to me, but I got back. I felt great. I felt like that nothing could defeat this country because I was looking at these people in New York doing what they were doing, digging out from underneath Ground Zero, going about their lives, continuing with the building of that city, continuing with the renovation of things, going to Broadway shows, going to Radio City Music Hall, going to the restaurants, going to the bars, rooting on the Yankees. What a week it was for the Yankees. And and I thought for sure they were destined. I thought for sure they'd win that ball game last night. But, you know, they gave it a run, man. But what a week that was for baseball in that town. And so I came back feeling like, this is great. I want to say this. If there was fear in me, you know, before, like we all have fear, like you've all been feeling fear since September the 11th, a lot of it dissipated just going to New York City. And I'm not saying that as some public relations Chamber of Commerce pitch. I'm saying it, that's exactly what happened to me. So, I don't know. If you want to feel better, fly to New York City. Spend a week there. And then leaving, flew out of Newark. And by the way, I will tell you now, I don't know why I didn't mention this on the air when we were in New York. I guess I was afraid there was going to get some listeners show up or people know where I was staying. But we were at the Waldorf Astoria. Priceline.com set us up with American Airlines, nonstop, Waldorf Astoria. And if you think I spent a lot of money, I didn't spend a nickel because they paid for all of it because they're my sponsor. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. No, the price was great. At the Waldorf Astoria, round trip on American Airlines. We had a car to and from the airport. We had terrific people that we met from the New York City Police Department who met us at the airport. We had great service, all from Priceline and just, you know, the city itself, the way it functions. But the Waldorf, this is quite a joint, man. Now, you know about old hotels? If you go to an old hotel, a lot of times if you're like me, you go to an old hotel and you think, oh, this is going to be a crap can experience. You know, like, there's certain hotels that just don't hold up. The St. Francis in San Francisco. I remember the first time I went there, it was, you know, the service was crappy and the rooms weren't that great. In other words, its glory days had sort of faded and it had decayed. And I was thinking, oh, boy, well, you're going to be staying in the Waldorf Astoria, sir. Yeah, it's swell. Great. Do the elevators work? I'm going to tell you something. It was phenomenal. It was first class, five star, baby. And I got on the website because I'm thinking, oh Jesus, I don't want to be a slob. You know, I'm going to be walking to the Waldorf Astoria, and it says no jeans, none of this crap. You got to wear like slacks. So I packed for the first time in my life like 9 pairs of slacks, so I'd just be able to walk through the lobby. In other words, I packed slacks so I could get to my room. Well, as it turned out, that wasn't the case. You could walk through in jeans, but what they didn't want are sandals and looking like a slob, which I can understand. So I had a jacket and, you know, it's that kind of thing. Then did you get any room service at your hotel, man?
I didn't.
I got room service one more. I got steak and eggs from the Waldorf Kitchen. It was the best steak and eggs I ever had. Now, steak and eggs is one of those things that's generally lousy. It's generally the steak they give you for breakfast steak is like somebody's shoe, and then you have the eggs. And you're just eating it just to say that you had steak and eggs. This was fantastic, the steak and eggs that I had. That's not a room service. But like I said on the air last week, we didn't have a bad meal the whole time we were in New York. And especially Craig, who lived at the Carnegie Deli. Just, you know, he's right around the corner. What are you going to do, Craig? I'm going to get some of that cheesecake at the Carnegie Deli. It's only 4 in the morning. Yeah, okay. Did you bring some back? He brought some back. Like those guys with the Krispy Kreme donut. Hey, just a word to the wise on Krispy Kreme. Can I just give a news flash on this? You got to eat them hot and fresh. You got to eat Krispy Kreme hot and fresh. If you got a friend of yours flying some in from Atlanta, that ain't going to that doesn't do. When they get to you, they're cold and hard. You want to eat those babies so they're soft, gooey, wet, sticky. What am I saying? Well, you know what I mean. So you got to eat the Krispy Kreme so it's a nice, moist. Forget Krispy Kreme. I was talking about the Waldorf Astoria and their damn steak and eggs. What the hell am I on here? It rained in New York on Saturday when we left. But anyway, I took off out of Newark Airport. Let me tell you about security at Newark. Now, you know Newark Airport is where one of the planes got jacked. Well, let me tell you about security at Newark Airport since then. And let me tell you about Newark Airport. And I flew out of there on Saturday. Maria flew out on Friday. She wanted to get back for one of the kids' football games. She flew out of Newark, too. I got to tell you, there was nobody at the airport. But beyond that, it wasn't because people are necessarily afraid to fly. It's just they got that thing running like a well-oiled, whatever is well-oiled. A well-oiled salad, I guess. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're back here at home. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Did you read about the guy today? Did you read about the guy going through? I'm sure you did. Chicago. And the security people at Chicago O'Hare missed this guy going into the terminal or past security. He had stun gun. He had a stun gun, I think. He had knives. People are saying, well, these security people are nuts. My question is, you have to be mentally retarded or a terrorist, one of the two, to try to get guns or knives onto a plane now in America, 2001? Let me reset my watch, in the month of November.
September the 11th, four planes got jacked. Everybody, you know, forget it.
Did you hear about it? You read a newspaper? No, I missed it. Really? So you got like 18 knives and a stun gun? Yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, what are you going to do? Some duck hunting. Oh, okay. Just thought you'd go on a plane with some knives, huh? Yeah, I totally spaced. Ah, well, what a load. This guy is dirty, you know, to use a movie term. Get out of here. Oh, I didn't know I had him, and the Federals don't think he's associated with any hijackers, and it's all just a big mistake. And the people who are really to blame, of course the security people are out to lunch. There's no doubt about that. There's something seriously wrong. They did get him on the random check thing. Now, the random screen, a lot of you don't know about because you haven't flown since September the 11th. Let me tell you all about it. Did they get you, Craig? They didn't get Craig. They got my wife twice. They got me once. And basically, this is it. You go through, you get your tickets, you check your bag or whatever you're doing. You go through the security checkpoint and you go to the gate. And then you sit and you wait and then they say, ladies and gentlemen, flight such and such to New York will be boarding momentarily. But first, we would like to call up the following seat assignments for our pre-screening. Please come to the screening area. So they randomly select seats. 4B, 22A, 33D, 15F, 14 hike. And all those people have to go up to the screening area, at which point they then take a flashlight and stick it up your... No, I'm just kidding. They just, you know, they go through whatever crap you got with rubber gloves and kind of holding their nose and looking through what you have. So they called Maria and I going to New York at LAX. We go over. And for some reason, I didn't have any carry-on. Maria carries on everything, but I didn't have anything. So I said, well, let me take your bag. I had her briefcase. So the woman says, okay, you, sir. So I went over to the table, and I just happened to have Maria's bag, so I put the bag down. I empty my pockets. She unzips the bag. She starts going through things, and she notices in the bag, just down one of the side pockets, a tampon. Now, she doesn't know that I'm with Maria. She just thinks I'm a guy traveling by myself. And I notice as she sort of sees the tampon and I see it, and I don't think of anything, because I'm thinking, I'm married to that woman there, and I'm assuming she knows that, but how would she know it? Because our last names are different. Maria uses her maiden name. So she doesn't know. So I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, how you doing? I'm smiling. It's a nice day today, isn't it? And she's staring at a tampon in my bag, and she's giving me the old shifty-eyed look like,
2515, we got a real whack job here. Can we get National Guard? I mean, the guy's got a tampon.
I mean, seriously, you know, I'd call a National Guard, too. It's not a weapon, but a guy with a tampon. Until finally, the poor girl, she looks at me, she says, are you with that lady there? I said, that's your wife. Yes, that's my wife. Oh, this is her bag? Yes, this is her. Oh, Jesus. Why didn't you say something? You know.
15, we got an anal bleeder here. The guy's out to lunch. He's, sticking it up is very, I don't know what the hell.
Get somebody over here. I said, oh, my God. Oh, now you saw the tampon and you thought I was out of my mind and I was going to hijack the plane. Yes. Oh, well, of course. I'm sorry. naturally, a guy with a tampon is going to hijack a plane. No, but I understand. I could be a nut job or something, you know. So she was nervous. And then I said, no, it's my wife. So we got on the plane. Everything was beautiful. But coming home on Saturday from Newark, the Newark gate is where it is. And then they have the, you know, screening. Well, the other side of screening, as you enter the Newark airport, there's a Starbucks and there's a Dick Clark. Dick Clark's got a diner in the Newark airport, man. Hey, Dick, you're a nice man. I talked to you once. You were very encouraging to me in my career. Your hamburgers really suck, man. How do I put this? It's like, now they're good. I just thought I'd throw that little shot in. No, the Dick Clark's little diner thing is fantastic. So I went out and said, I want to get a Starbucks. Well, I had already gone through the gate once, and they did the regular check on me, which is take your jacket off, do you have a ticket, and I go through. Now I split, and I go get a Starbucks. Now I go through a second time. Now already, the National Guard guys, of which there's about three or four, New Jersey trooper, there's about two of them, and then the security people, they're all kind of bug-eyeing me a little bit, like,
well, he's coming through again. He's coming through again, Bob, the guy with the tampon.
So I go through, and now she says to me, would you take a sip of that coffee? I said, what? Would you take a sip of your coffee? I said, sure. I sip it. I'm thinking, well, maybe I've got some explosive fuel in there. Well, then I get bored because it's a three-hour wait, so I go back out again to get some other crap I got to get, a magazine. The third time I go through, all bets are off. Hands up. Let's go. She runs the wand on me. They make me take my pants off. They got me look, you know. Three times through this thing, that's it. And they wanded me. They had the electronic wand, and they made me undo my belt buckle. And then they ran that thing right up my crotch. They don't give a good sweet. You know, why not? I mean, you know. And then she said, take out your wallet, please, sir. I said, okay. I took out my wallet while I'm trying to do my pants up. I got one hand on my pants, and I got another. I got my wallet out, and I'm dumping credit cards everywhere. And she says, open your wallet. I'm opening my wallet. Now she's running the wand through across every credit card that I have. And I'm hearing it trigger every time she hits my credit cards. Beep, 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 beep. Now I'm thinking like an idiot. She's demagnetizing every credit card I've got. She's got this thing, and little did I know it didn't do anything. Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Chris, or Janice, whoever wrote it, because it's very funny. That cucumber and the tinfoil thing, this is a bad time for that gag. And I finally said to somebody at security, she just ran that electronic wand over my credit card. That didn't demagnetize. No, 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 you're fine. But she had me, she was looking over everything, because I went through three times. Now, I didn't trigger anything, nothing happened. But because I'd gone through that three times, they finally decided, you know, this guy stinks, let's get his hand. Get him up. That was Newark, but they also have these computer terminals that you can go online in Newark Airport. So I was, you know, trying to email friends, and then I was thinking maybe I better not do that because they might think I'm a terrorist because I just got the wand run over my credit cards, and now I'm logging onto Google.com or something looking up, I don't know what, you know, cucumberinatinfoil.com. But the trip was fantastic, and I can't encourage you enough. And I'm saying this as honestly as I can say it. I can't encourage you enough. If you want to feel better about this country, go to New York City, where they just went through the tortures of the damned, where they just went through living hell on earth. Go down to Ground Zero. Look at the flowers, and look at the teddy bears, and look at the letters that have been left by little children for their parents, and look at the people standing in the street saying the rosary, and people kneeling in the middle of the street praying, and signs from San Diego, and signs from Akron, Ohio, and signs from Calgary, Canada, and signs from Paris, France, and signs from Moscow, people sending them all over the world. And there ain't one smiling face down there. You leave Ground Zero and you get back up into the city and you see life going on. Man, you feel pretty good. I don't know, but did that happen to you? I felt really good about just living in this country. I felt really good. Because as long as there's a city like New York where people got the balls that they got, how could we go wrong? And I don't want to say we have to experience that. You have to see Ground Zero or you have to have a taste of some horror like that for this country to, you know, for you to really get what's going on. But you know what? It doesn't hurt. If anything, it's, like I say, it gives you another lease on life. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I do all these funny voices of characters, then people call up and want to talk to them. Well, you'll see what I mean in just a minute. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
What I came back last week.
I got back on Saturday. I'm with Roland Schwinn. He's with All About Diva, a magazine that sort of tracks great female singers. Talk to me about Barbara Streisand last night on the Emmys. You guys that didn't see it, Barbara Streisand, she made a once-in-a-lifetime appearance on the Emmys. Is that correct?
So it was. What we saw on Sunday night, I think, was a testament to Barbara Streisand's courage. For a film star and a Grammy Award-winning diva to spend even 10 seconds in front of even as I say the words, I can't believe I'm hearing myself say them, in front of a TV camera is...
That's really an accomplishment, or...
Jenna Elfman, Jennifer Aniston, Barbara Streisand is not a TV star. Barbara Streisand, and let's be very clear, and let's be very careful, and let's let the words roll off of our tongue and through our lips very slowly. Director, actress, multi-million album-selling recording artist. She's worked for William Wyler. She's worked for Sidney Pollack. She has produced and directed films. What we saw was a woman lifting up a nation on Sunday night on the Emmy Award-winning, on the Emmy Award broadcast. And Barbara, at great personal risk and cost, Phil, the debilitation of a film star defiling and debasing herself to the point where she was on television just so we can all feel better about our pathetic lives. This hasn't been seen since... you have to go back at least to Our Lady of Guadalupe, the vision, of course, that the children saw on the hillside.
No, wait, hold on for a minute, because we're talking about a woman, Our Lady of Guadalupe. That was a religious vision, and
well, I don't think it is too far a stretch, because Barbara Streisand is a film actress. In order for her to get the strength to get out of bed and go into the west side of Los Angeles, Century City, and go to the Schubert Theater and appear on television, I don't know how many years it will be before we recognize what we saw last night, what we all saw in this time and in this place.
Well, you're a Barbara Streisand fan.
Absolutely.
But Barbara Streisand, she's done TV, hasn't she?
Oh, not for years. Not for years. She did the Ed Sullivan Show when she was starting out, but that was a necessary step to where she is today, which is... movies.
Okay, Roland, can I...
Let me finish. Movies. Recording artist. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I getting... This isn't too hard for you to get, is it?
Well, what is it that you were asking? You're saying that Barbara Streisand going on television hasn't been seen, that kind of thing hasn't been seen, and I wrote it down, since Our Lady of Guadalupe?
Phil, in the early part of this century, three peasant Mexican children... on their way to school, came upon a vision which was to change the liturgy of the Catholic faith. It was the vision of the Virgin Mary, who gave those children a message for the world, a message of hope and a message of warning. The children communicated this to the local parish priest that eventually made its way back to the Holy Father in Rome. That message from the Virgin Mary, which was later revealed by Pope John Paul, that the communist empire would fall, that the...
What has any of this got to do with Barbara Streisand?
Well, let me put it, have you ever experienced an epiphany? You were raised Catholic.
All right, so Barbara Streisand...
Have you ever experienced an epiphany?
I don't believe... In my life, yes, I have experienced an epiphany.
Where you had a revelation?
Yes.
That was God-given.
I don't know if it was God-given. I had a revelation.
All right. Last night... the millions who saw Barbara Streisand lower herself purposefully because she wanted to help all of us lower herself to be on television had an epiphany. Barbara Streisand, I think, has done something in a shimmering appearance for 5 minutes. I can imagine it took everything out of her. She collapses and is rushed to her dressing room, where most probably they administered pure oxygen, a seaweed rub, and San Pellegrino. Here are the things, Phil, that...
Look, Barbara Streisand is a terrific singer, and she's a terrific performer. being on television, excuse me, being on television cannot be, you call it debasing?
Oh, yes, it is, absolutely.
Why is it debasing?
Oh, boy.
Look, well, look at it. You know, if this is boring for you...
No, you asked a question. I don't. If you don't know the answer to that, it's like the old saying, Phil, if you have to ask how much, then you can't afford it. If you have to ask why it's debasing for Barbara Streisand to be on TV, I don't know that you'll ever get it. But here is what she did for you, and here is what she did for me. She lifted us up at a time when we needed. She lifted us up at a time when the country is feeling vulnerable. Barbara Streisand did the unthinkable. And I think it is time also to single out her husband, James Brolin, who did yeoman work in talking her into getting out of bed and actually getting into a limo for the ride over to the Schubert from her compound in Malibu. For her to leave the compound in Malibu, for the ride into Century City to be on, and it's difficult for me to even know, I can't believe I'm saying the word, to be on television. And
is it that much of a thing, man? Every time you say she's on television... You know,
it's like her getting into an open Jeep and driving into downtown Kabul. It's like her being...
You got a kid. Yeah, this is a woman who, her fame is known everywhere. Her fame as a recording artist, everything. I grant you all of that. But you say that she debased herself.
She defiled herself. She dirtied herself by being on... Television is a lowbrow medium of entertainment. It's fine for people such as yourself who may be excited to be on it, or Jenna Elfman.
Oh, but if Barbara Streisand gets on there, well, this is just dirtying her up.
You know, Phil, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to give you a message, the message that Barbara has done something wonderful for us. And what we are simply proposing is that her property tax on her Malibu compound and other properties are heretofore made null and void, and that she... And
hold on for a minute.
No, wait a minute. And that she and her household staff, with proper ID, perhaps a James Brolin could have a card identifying himself as the husband, no longer pay sales tax. And this is very difficult for me.
James Brolin has to carry an ID card that he's married...
It's very difficult. I never did like James Brolin. But Barbara Streisand is the equivalent, if there could be a Jewish Virgin Mary, I really think, Phil, that...
Okay, you have raised this woman up so high that you have, now you have, I wanted to find out about her performance, and...
I really think a Jewish Virgin Mary...
Okay, you've raised her up so high that you've compared her appearance on the Grammys last night with the sighting of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes, I did. I'm absolutely cognizant of what I'm doing, Phil. What I'm trying desperately to do is to get through to you and your audience how grateful we need to be that we saw this wonderful woman.
You know...
Do you think she's the number one singer?
I think in her day she was the number one singer.
Do you think she's done amazing things as an actress, director, and producer?
Yes, as a woman.
Then why are you fighting me on this? She brought herself down to the level of the street and went on television last night. Why? To make us feel better. For Barbara to be on television is like... It's almost as if she bent over for a circus dwarf. And I'm trying to...
Do we have to go there? Do we have...
No, but I'm trying to find some kind... I'll tell you this. My sources tell me that Edie Falco threw up when she saw her backstage.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Roland Schwinn is the editor-in-chief of All About Divas magazine. He is proposing that Barbara Streisand's appearance on the Grammys last night was so profound and so uplifting for everyone that saw it that her property tax on her Malibu home should now be null and void. And in other words, she shouldn't have to pay property tax.
Exactly, yes. I think, Phil, there has to be some way that we thank her.
And also you're saying that her and her household staff, including her husband, no longer pay sales tax.
That is correct, yes.
And do you realize how absolutely extreme this sounds? How you said she went on TV and it was like she's bending over for a circus dwarf?
Yes. That is, in other words, you are asking Barbara Streisand to have cohabitation with an element of life that is so much lower than her, it defies description. And
do you really have that much, so little respect for television? This was the Emmys, okay? This was...
It's the Emmys, Phil. In other words, they have awards at the Dwarf Convention. They give out awards for the funniest-looking midget or whatever. What has that got to do? She was told she was at an awards ceremony with Richard Simmons. When she walked in, Simmons threw up. Edie Falco threw up. Jenna Elfman was seen running out to the street, out to a garbage pail. This was...
They were physically sick?
They were shocked to see an outstanding genius star there. My message is loud and clear, and I don't want to keep repeating it. Barbra Streisand doesn't pay property tax or sales tax. It's the least we can do. And I think the Presidential Medal of Freedom...
You would think that her being on the Grammys was the tortures of hell for her, and that we should all just drop to our knees and thank...
I believe it is time, Phil, we recognize...
I disagree with you 100%. I think she's a tremendous singer, a tremendous artist. You're making it sound as if... And for you to do the sacrilegious comparison to Our Lady of Guadalupe...
Sacrilegious?
The Jewish Virgin Mary...
I think that you'll find millions in agreement, and I think that... Not your audience, necessarily. I don't know if they understand, but I think most people who are plugged into the culture understand perfectly well that Barbra Streisand went well beyond the call of duty in actually going on a TV show. Oh, God, I'm almost dizzy with nausea. Last night was equal to the second coming of...
Yeah, of Jesus?
No, I was going to say the return of Ed Sullivan.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Catherine on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just curious why he's saying that she hasn't been on television since the Ed Sullivan Show, when she makes appearances on Oprah Winfrey on, you know, this past year, and Rosie O'Donnell, and how he's comparing her to the Lady of Guadalupe.
On the Rosie O'Donnell Show as a very short interview clip. She agreed, and I will tell you, she was physically ill after she'd been on those programs.
Okay.
All right.
This is impossible.
No,
I saw her
impossible.
On the television.
Well, she was on the television, but it was something that was very difficult for her to do.
Studio.
And every time she's on television, it is extremely physically difficult for her to do.
Because she's a movie star.
Because she's a big movie star, and at that point, you don't ask people who've been in the film business to go on TV. You don't insult them by doing that.
All right, 1-800-449. You know, that may be true, and all of what you're saying may be well and good, but to say that the woman did us such a big favor by going on TV last night that we suspend her property tax and we suspend her paying sales tax, and we basically, it's like welfare for the rich, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
It's on November 4th.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Roland Schwinn from All About Diva magazine. Barbra Streisand's appearance on the Emmys last night.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. I was watching the World Series.
You know, when you have the opportunity, Phil, to see history, I think it's an important thing to see history. When Barbra sang the song "Papa, Can You See Me" from Yentl, I was told that there were at least 3 glaucoma victims who could see for the first time. Now, this was credited...
Oh, come on.
No, it was in Boulder, Colorado. There was one instance in Boulder, and there was another in Chicago. This is...
So what are we to believe, that Barbra Streisand ought to be beatified by the church?
That the woman is responsible for the great joy of so many millions of people that it's time now to give back to her. And that's why we're proposing what we're proposing, which is, number one, that she not be forced to pay the property tax.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, man. I don't know whether you're going to get that pushed through the state legislature.
No, the property tax and the sales tax, we are also designating November 4th be designated as Streisand USA Day. That on November the 4th, we honor this great American who has shown us the way in so many different ways. You recall, Phil, that Barbara Streisand said that she would leave the country if George Bush was elected president. And that
George Bush was elected president, and she didn't leave the country.
No, she didn't, because she realized then that she needed to say something else, and that was now she feels he's a good president. And
did she admit that she was wrong?
I didn't get that.
Did she admit that she said she's going to leave the country if Bush was elected president, and then she said she's not going to leave the country? Did she admit that she was wrong?
No, she didn't admit she was wrong, because she wasn't wrong. She simply said one thing, and then she said something else. No, she's not wrong.
No, I mean, and here's the thing. Alec Baldwin said that too, didn't he?
Who?
Alec Baldwin.
I don't know. I don't care.
You know who he is, right?
Someone who... He's been in movies.
Okay. He said it too. And a few people said it, that they didn't want this guy to be president of the United States.
And Barbara said that, but then she also said that she liked him. And I think what we need to do now is honor her for the direction that she has given President Bush, because his approval rating is at 90%, thanks to Barbara Streisand.
And you're trying to tell me that people like President Bush,
thanks to Barbara Streisand, that
you're trying to people like Barbara Bush.
No, George Streisand.
People like George Streisand, because Barbara
Streisand
said
that
he
is
good.
That's right.
Okay.
Barbara realized how much the country needs her, so she blessed us by staying here.
I see. So she would have left, but she realized that we would have been blowing our brains out left and right had she left.
That is exactly correct. And I think...
You know, I believe, personally, that the cult of Hollywood that surrounds the political process sometimes in this country with a variety of personalities is not a bad thing. I'm not one of those people that think it's a bad thing. I'm not...
Well, Phil, that, obviously they give us direction.
Well, but wait a minute. By the same token, I think people like you that are ready to deify individuals and say that they have done so much for the country and that everything is just fantastic, to the point where we're comparing her to the lady of...
Which is the one that appeared...
I'm trying to think. The lady of Guadalupe?
Yeah, the one that talked to the three kids. Was it Mary?
Virgin Mary, yeah.
All right. That kind of baloney is the thing that helps America feel good about itself. And
why do you call it baloney?
In other words, you think a virgin actually appeared before three kids?
Look, I don't know.
Of course you don't know. It's baloney. But the fact is, it's myth. And myth is something that we need.
I mean, I don't know whether the Fatima happened or not.
But we need the myth. All those Catholics, they need that. Barbara Streisand appearing last night on the Emmys will now become myth. And 100, 200 years from now, children will tell each other the story of the shimmering lady who appeared on the TV screen.
And then was taken to her dressing room for a seaweed rub and San Pellegrino.
Yes.
Very sexy and religious.
Amen. In nomine Patri et Spiritu.
Okay, thank you. The shimmering lady who has appeared before our eyes and was taken for a seaweed rub. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.